Welcome, everyone, to the Madly Chasing Peace radio show with Dina Proctor. I'm a life and business coach, speaker, creator of 3x3 meditation, and author of the best-selling book, Madly Chasing Peace, How I Went from Hell to Happy in 9 minutes a Day. I love helping people transform their lives and find peace and happiness 3 minutes at a time. My passion for this show is asking my guests to share their stories of inspiration and success, and the importance of mindset and emotion in creating a life of wellness, healing, abundance, and balance. You can learn more about me and my journey on my website, which is madlychasingpeace.com. And joining me today, I have a woman here with just a fantastically incredible energy and a willingness to share her own experience and things that she overcame to tell how she's been like so amazingly successful. I just connected with her recently and just she has this fantastic energy about her. So I think you'll really enjoy our show together. So let me share her bio with you. Her name is Tammy. So Tammy Mastroberti is a publishing mogul, founder of Elevated Existence, and publisher and editorial director of the multi-award-winning Elevated Existence magazine, a new age spiritual and self-improvement publication. As a three-time award-winning writer, she has more than 17 years of magazine publishing experience and a bachelor's degree in English writing. Tammy started Elevated Existence in 2008, 8 years after the sudden death of her mother, so she could share her passion for spiritual and self-improvement teachings with the world. She's appeared on a variety of radio shows, is the host of the Living and Elevated Existence Mind, Body, Spirit Telesummit, and can be seen on the Elevated Existence YouTube channel interviewing top authors and experts. She also shares her tips and advice on living an elevated existence, including uncovering signs and synchronicities from the universe in a monthly editor's advice column and newsletter. So you can learn more about Tammy on her website, which is elevatedexistence.com. Tammy, welcome. Thank you so much for sharing the space with me here today.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Oh, I'm so glad to have you. I think we're going to have a really nice little fun conversation. So what I love to start out with is just having you share a little bit about yourself and your story, because in reading your bio, it's amazing everything that you've accomplished and, you know, kind of what you're creating in the world and the people that you're connecting with. And I'd love to hear where that came from and kind of the personal journey to, that led you to where you are today.
Sure. So for me, I've come to believe, I didn't always believe this, but I've come to believe and realize really that, that we're all being guided kind of where in the direction that we need to go. If we can become a little bit more aware, through, you know, 3x3 meditation or really meditation, I find is key to it. And so for me at the time, I didn't know I was being guided, but looking back, I can really see how everything was really set up for me. So it started for me, I started in the magazine industry when I was 20 years old, actually. I was still going to, college. I was a senior in college, and I got this idea that I thought, you know, I was majoring in writing. I didn't know what I wanted to do, but I thought I should really maybe get a part-time job doing some type of writing so that I can get some type of job once I graduate. And so this was back, you know, before you know, the internet was what it is today. And so I literally looked in the newspaper and, you know, was trying to find some type of a job that had to do with writing in the publishing field. But I wasn't, you know, I wasn't thinking magazines. And it actually turned out that I had, there was a job that was available that literally was 5 minutes from my house for a publishing company that had a satellite office near me. And they published magazines, and they were looking for a part-time editorial assistant that would be, you know, and they were okay with college students. So I thought, this is perfect. And so I put together a resume and you know, a cover letter, and I sent it out to them. And I got called for the job, and I wound up getting the job. And so I started in the magazine industry, again, not with the goal of going in the magazine industry, just with the goal of writing. Mm-hmm. And then they wound up hiring me full time once I graduated college. And that's kind of how I got started in the magazine industry. And I stayed in the industry through, you know, I guess it was about 10 years before I started Elevated Existence. And I actually started the magazine as a, as I was still working full time. So it was kind of a night and weekend passion that I started it with. But the reason I started, or what led me to start the magazine, really, was when I was 22 years old, my mother passed away suddenly from a brain aneurysm. Mm-hmm. And at that time, it was kind of a time in my life where I was struggling. And then, you know, the bottom really fell out when she suddenly passed away. And it was about 3 days after Christmas in 1999. And so at that point, I was raised Catholic, so I was raised with a belief system, but I had really kind of fallen away from that. I've always been a very questioning person, and when I would question things and there were no answers or things, you know, in my Virgo mind, things didn't make sense to me. And so I just sort of, you know, like I think a lot of us, you kind of just fall out of it. And so after my mother passed away, my sister was obsessed with going to see a medium. And she said, you know, because there was no closure, it was literally one of those, you know, there was no goodbye, there was nothing, she was just gone. And mm-hmm. so at the time, I was kind of skeptical about it, but she was insistent, thank God. And literally was like, if you don't go with me, I'm going without you. And then I thought, well, what if this is true and she goes without me, then I'm really going to be upset. So so I said, all right, you know, so at this point I was just going because, you know, it was like a sisterly thing and she wasn't going to go without me. I wanted to experience it too. So, so we wound up going to this guy, George Anderson. And at the time he had just written a book recently before my mother passed away that she actually knew about because somebody had brought it to our house. Mm-hmm. And so after she passed, all of a sudden he was showing up everywhere. Like he was on Lifetime, did a special, I think, like Primetime Live or something did a special on him. All of a sudden he was on like every TV channel. He wound up coming to New Jersey where we lived. And so my sister kept calling me and saying to me, don't you realize these are signs? Don't you realize like mommy is trying to get us to go? Like she knows him. She knew about him before she died. She wants to communicate with us. So I finally agreed. And so we went and, you know, I still was skeptical. So this was like, everything had to be done via mail at the time. This wasn't, you know, there was no PayPal or paying online or anything. So everything had to be done through the mail. So I literally like got a, you know, wrote down somebody, you know, a fake address, like a friend's address, another friend's work number, somebody else's name. Like I just lied all over the place about, you know, who we were. And so, cause I thought, well, he's, you know, I don't want him to research anything, God forbid. So We eventually, I guess it was about 10 months after she died, we went and we took the drive to Long Island and we met with him in a hotel, and it was an hour session. I still have the tape from it. And literally within that hour, this was back, I guess, in October of 2000, completely changed my life. And I had no idea at the time it was changing my life. I just knew that I remember leaving there and I remember thinking like for 3 days my mind was like blown and I just couldn't, like I just was crying on and off, and it was just like, it was just such an amazing and incredible experience. And I think anybody who's ever had an experience like that, you know that like once you hear from someone who has passed and you're and it, the things that they say where you're completely convinced it was them, you cannot look at your entire life or existence the same way. It just completely opens up a door that can never be closed again. Mm-hmm. And so that's literally what set me off. And then, you know, there was a bunch of different events that eventually led me to, you know, really, I got very involved in the spirituality and self-improvement world, and I started getting my belief system back and starting to understand, you know, a little bit more about how this universe and life really works. And it eventually led me to, I was about 30 years old when I started the magazine, and it was just literally on a whim of, I love the magazine industry, but I want to write about these topics and I want to cover these topics and this is what I want to put out into the world. And I know it's helped me and I know I'm good at writing and I know I'm good at magazines and I know that I can make a difference. And so, eventually decided to start it with the encouragement of a friend who, when she first said to start it, I laughed at her. and I thought, okay, sure, I'm just going to start a magazine. Who does that? And within, I'd say, maybe 3 months of me having the conversation with her, I had created, you know, the LLC and I had trademarked the name. And 3 months later, we debuted the magazine with Deepak Chopra on the cover. And it's just literally, it literally took on a life of its own from there.
How amazing. Oh my God. I love stories like that. Almost the kind of accidental, you know, like if this hadn't happened, you wouldn't have ended up with this, like that spiritual inspiration. I just love that, Tammy. That's amazing.
Thank you.
Really great. So let me ask you this, because you're obviously a highly spiritual person, but you're also, I mean, running a magazine is a business and you're working with, you know, there that has that business kind of aspect to it. I know that there are a lot of people, like many of the people listening onto my show are either spiritual based kind of entrepreneurs and life coaches and that sort of thing, or are dreaming of doing something like that, but feel either stuck or scared or, oh, how am I going to marry spirituality and business? Can you talk a little bit about your experience with the heart world of spirituality and what we might perceive as the kind of quote unquote head world of business? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, I know exactly what you mean. I think for me, the biggest thing is that like I said, I'm a Virgo, right? So I plan everything. I analyze everything. I drive myself insane. However, when it came to starting this magazine, amazingly, there was no thinking. There was no stress. It was just like, oh my God, this is something I have to do, and I'm going to, and I want to do it, and it's going to be so amazing. And I never stopped for a second to think about, what if this doesn't work? Which is very rare for me, because that's not, you know, that's not how I'm built for whatever reason. I'm a planner. So, and I think that lesson and the fact that I literally watched it unfold and I watched it take on this life of its own without me getting in the way. And that taught me so much, because I started to realize when you are in service, when you are on purpose, when you are doing something that you can't wait to get into and that you know is something that you're passionate about, literally things fall into place for you. Things start moving forward for you. And what I've learned is that I really allow myself to be guided. Mm. And I've also learned that lesson many times where, you know, maybe I'm going after something and it doesn't come through. I want somebody for the cover and it doesn't work out. And then I always look back and think, oh my gosh, it's a good thing I didn't get that person for whatever reason, but look who I did get, and this has been amazing. And I would have never even thought of this person had I continued to pursue the other one. So the biggest thing for me, number one, is to allow myself to be guided and to have trust based on how I've seen things fall out in the past, that wherever I'm moving to, I'm going to be guided, I'm going to trust, and I'm going to know that the universe always has my back, and it's always pushing me in the direction that I need to go. No matter, even if it doesn't make sense to me right now, I have that trust, and I've learned to have that trust moving forward. The other thing is, when it comes to that spirituality and business piece, for me, I think I never do anything that doesn't feel right to me, or doesn't feel that it's going to be beneficial either to the magazine or especially to the readers. I won't kind of cross those lines. I know there's a lot of different magazines, maybe, or you know, other companies online that will, you know, kind of maybe sell things and then say, here's our featured XYZ, but really they're featured because somebody sold it. And to me, that's not how I was taught about the industry. I was taught about editorial focus, and you put something into the magazine because you want it or because your editors want it, not because somebody is paying for it. So that, you know, that type of thing, I won't allow that. I go for integrity, and I know that as long as I keep that path and I keep connected to what feels right for me and what I think is going to serve people the most, then I know that I will be guided and I will be led to where I need to go. And the same thing with, you know, whether you're running a staff or, you know, whatever type of business world that we think you have to be, you know, dog eat dog, or, you know, you have to get crazy. And the more that you kind of put this into practice, the more that you realize it's okay, and I'm going to be okay, and I'm going to be guided to where I need to go to. And the biggest thing is really finding that trust, and realizing, you know, and I always say that I do this exercise called follow the footsteps, where I kind of look back, I actually did it because I was going to be working on a book, and a friend of mine was like, you know, you need to create a timeline of your life. And so I started doing that, and I started realizing by creating this and picking all these different events, and this led me to this. And then look at that. I met this person there. Or, you know, you kind of start making all these connections, and then you start realizing how guided you were, and you didn't even know it. You had no idea how guided you were. And so as you can start finding that in the past, and then you can start really becoming more aware of it in the present, in the future, and you kind of build that trust and you build that faith, and it helps you moving forward knowing that, okay, this looks crazy right now, or here I have this huge, you know, business issue and I have no idea how I'm going to solve this, or I need to find, you know, help with an employee to do this, this, and this, and I don't even know where to start. You kind of start realizing, I know that if I open myself up, if I ask, because asking is a big step, ask for the help, then I know that I'm going to be guided to the right person, to the right situation, to the right opportunity, and I know it's going to lead me where I need to go.
Hmm.
I'm not sure if that answered your question, but that's just what came.
No, it's great because you have a really great way of articulating how you I love what you said about not losing that integrity. The most important thing to you is not who's on the cover of your magazine and how many issues are you going to be able to get out there and how many people are going to be affected and how much money you make off of it. It's what feels right to me and how can I reflect this in my business life. And I love that, you know, I want to tease that out a little bit because I think it's important, especially when people are just starting out and it feels like, oh my gosh, but I don't have the money, or oh my gosh, I don't have the experience. Maybe I should not sell out, that's the wrong word, but maybe I should compromise on what I want in the beginning because maybe what I want is too big of a goal or whatever. And to realize that you can be absolutely in integrity, and if the thing that you think should be working out isn't working out, that maybe there's something greater there for you or something even better that's a match.
Yes, absolutely. And I, you know, the funny thing is the more I, and I do this looking back every now and then, like, yes, I did the timeline, but I still will sometimes, you know, I'll be in a situation, I'll think, okay, well, what led me here? Who did I meet because of this? What came out because of this? Or what could come out because of this? And I'm constantly looking for these connections. And one of the funny things is the way that, you know, when we put together an issue, we're not always thinking, you know, of a theme, or we're not always thinking beforehand, we want to cover this topic, this topic, this topic. It kind of just flows. And what I always find is interesting, and this is such an example of being guided beyond, it's totally beyond me and beyond anybody that has to do with the magazine, yeah, is that when we look at the magazine, when it's done and it's, you know, it's about to be released, and we look at everything that's gone in it, I start looking and I start seeing the connections between the things that are in the magazine. And I think, oh my gosh, I didn't even try to do this, but there's a theme here. And, you know, look at this. This article goes perfectly with this article. And you know, and we don't contact our contributors and say, okay, this is the theme that we're doing, so this is what you need to write about. It's just like what feels right, what feels good, what's a topic that you think people would be concerned about. You know, and we kind of go through it that way. And then it literally, every issue I wind up looking back and thinking, oh my gosh, look at that. Like, I wasn't thinking we need this person on the cover, so they need to write about this. Or it's completely goes by gut and by intuition. And it always turns out into something that when I look back, I think, oh my gosh, look, we didn't even know we were doing this. And so, I mean, that's like a small piece, but literally my whole business is really just run like that. And even with the summit that you were in, I mean, we literally kind of just go after different people that we think are cool, that are doing great stuff. And you know, that we want to put their information out there. And even then, it always turns out that the right people are able to do it. And you know, the order that, I mean, we don't pick the order that they go in. We say to them, here are the dates we have available. And it always just shakes out the way that it's supposed to shake out. And honestly, it's not just business. I kind of do this in really every aspect of my life. I just feel like there's a meaning and there's a purpose. And even if I don't understand it right now, it's going to make sense. My favorite person in the world right now is Carl Jung, who was a Swiss psychologist back in the 1920s. He's the first person who kind of coined that term, synchronicity.
Mm.
And for me, my favorite quote that he said is that in all chaos, there is cosmos. In all disorder, a secret order. And to me, that literally explains everything, because it's like everything looks like it's insane. Everything looks like you're surrounded by this chaos. You have no idea how you're going to get from point A to point B, let alone point C and D. And you have to understand that there is cosmos within that. There is a spirit. There is the universe that they're guiding you. Even if it looks like it makes no sense, just trust that I'm going to get somewhere. And when I get there, I will realize, okay, there was an order to this. There was this situation that I needed to go through. What did I learn from it? How did I grow from it? Why? What was the purpose? Maybe I wasn't supposed to go to the left, and if I would have gone to the left, it would have taken me longer to get to point B. Mm-hmm. But thank God I opened my eyes and I went to the right. So it's the more you kind of open yourself up to this, the more you allow yourself to be guided. And then you start seeing the proof, because like I said, I'm a Virgo and I need proof. When I was young, I remember arguing with my mother that reindeer couldn't fly, and she would just try to explain to me that sometimes Santa took a train. I mean, it was just, you know, that is me. So I'm all about the proof, you know? And the funny thing is, even when we're talking about the law of attraction, we're talking about, you know, you have to, they say that belief is so important. And to me, this is how I get my belief. This is how I get my faith, because I see it. I can see how things were lined up in the past, and I start to see how it's happening and unfolding before me. And I can relax and I can let it happen and I can allow things to come in. And for me and my crazy mind, that's just kind of what has worked for me. And that's why I'm so passionate about synchronicity. I love finding all the little things. I mean, my friends are hysterical now, because they're like, oh, I thought of you because this happened. And don't you think that was meant to be? Or don't you think that was so weird? And I'm like, yes.
Oh, I love it. And I find too, in just hearing your passion as you're sharing this, I kind of stopped setting goals for myself as far as business-wise and stuff. I mean, I still have a bigger idea of where I think things are going, but it's more of just an inkling or a feeling or an intuitive sense of where things might be going, rather than, oh, I need to do this and this and this. I've stopped kind of needing to make it happen and needing to line it up, because it's so much more enjoyable to watch the universe and, you know, kind of God's intelligence work this all out on a greater plane than myself. Do you know what I mean by that? Like,
oh, sure, absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, I think all of us know certain things that we want, or certain areas that we'd want to go to, or certain things that we want to unfold. But then, you know, we get stuck in that, well, how is it going to happen? I don't know how it's going to happen, or how can I make it happen? And when you kind of surrender a little bit like that, you know, and when you start to really, like, one of my 100% beliefs is that there are no accidents and there are no coincidences at all. I don't care the person that you bumped into walking in the door, you know, no matter what happens, I just don't believe there's accidents or coincidence. I think there's meaning behind everything. And when you start kind of letting go a little bit and surrendering, like you're talking about, you just, and trusting and having that faith that I'm going to be led, you know, you can still want certain things or know that this is what you want to do or this is where you want to go, but then just kind of relaxing into it and saying the universe knows, you know, what's best for me, and the universe knows this is what I want, or this is where I want to end up. And then just allowing it to unfold. I was always been at like a doer, you know, type A personality. And now I think I'm just like, I'm way more in a place of, I just kind of know what I want, and I know where I want to go, and I'm just going to keep myself aware and see the opportunities that come to me and be grateful when they come to me and accept them and keep moving forward to the next step and know that I'm going to be led in the best direction that I can to get to, like I said, from point A to point B. I mean, when you allow the universe to guide you, you're going to get to point B a lot faster than if you're trying to figure it out on your own.
That's totally been my experience too. I love it.
Yes.
I'd love to have you share a little bit about your kind of self-care routine in how you keep the channel to your intuition and higher wisdom open. How do you keep, you know, thinking from taking over, or the need to plan, or the need to have certainty before you take action? Like, how do you, like, obviously I do meditation. What's your personal ritual or routine that keeps you kind of grounded, centered, and in trust?
Well, one of the things that I do every morning, and I find, and it's very easy, and I just find that it centers me for the day. Yes, meditation. So I always start with a meditation, and I find that when I'm rushing for some reason, or, you know, I've slept late, I've ignored the alarm, and now I have a meeting or something like that, and I miss that meditation, my whole day is different. So for me, number one, starting the day with meditation. But what I do is at the end of that meditation, before I start the day, I call it my elevated reinforcements. So I kind of call in my elevated helpers, my elevated reinforcements, and I always start the day saying, you know, dear God, I call on, and this is at the end of my meditation before I'm kind of going to start my day. I'll say, you know, and the prayer varies, but it's something like, you know, I call on my angels, spirit guides, loved ones who have passed on, and all those in my soul family, only those of the highest vibration, to be with me today. And then I always ask, please open my eyes, ears, mind, and heart, not only to all that I need to know, be aware of, and understand, but also all the signs and synchronicities that are coming my way and leading me. Let me become aware of that. Mm-hmm. And then I usually call in Archangel Michael to ask to, you know, keep me in a place of love and protect me from kind of taking on the emotions that aren't mine. I always ask Archangel Raphael to come in and please, you know, continue to heal my body in any way that needs to be healed and return me to my perfect state of health. And sometimes I'll put in maybe if there's, you know, a meeting that I have that day or there's something that I have going on that I would want, you know, some extra support with or whatever it is that I'm kind of working on. And so I kind of put it all out there, and then I always, you know, thank them in, you know, in gratitude for all that you've done in the past and all that you're going to help me with today and everything that you will be helping me with in the future. And I say thank you, thank you, thank you, and I kind of end it with a namaste, and I bow, and then I kind of get up to start my day. And for me, I feel like, you know, if you listen to Doreen Virtue or you listen to these authors who talk about intuition and angels, and they always say the thing that we always forget is that we have to ask. We have to ask for the help. We have to ask for the awareness. So for me, I thought, well, I'm just going to ask every day when I start my day, you know, open me up to the signs and synchronicities. Let me be aware of where you're leading me. Help me to become aware of it. And I find that it really, not only does it center me, but it really does allow me to become more aware and it opens me up to things. And I'll stop in the middle of my day and say, oh my gosh, look at how that just unfolded. Or look at, you know, I was waiting for that and look what just came to me. Or, I mean, for example, when you emailed me about this interview, I mean, I didn't even realize you had a radio show and you were like, you know, hey, you want to do an interview? And I thought, oh my God, that's so cool. So, you know, again, that was just like, oh my gosh, what an awesome opportunity. Thank you. Of course I'm going to do it. So, it's kind of just one of those, you know, one of those things that for me, it really just, I just love starting my day that way. So that's one of the things that I do. And I also like to, usually at some point, either in the morning or at night, write out 5 things that I'm grateful for that day, because I feel like it brings you into that space of gratitude. Even if it's for the 5 minutes that you're thinking about it, it kind of changes your vibration. So that's something that I like to do as well. And something I learned from Jack Canfield, who I love and interviewed, is I recently actually in talking about goals, I just kind of came up with some of the things that I would like to see manifest in the future, very loosely kind of broad ideas. Mm-hmm. And what I did was he had said, you know, look in magazines and print out pictures, but I just went to Google Images and printed them out online. And I actually got a binder. So one of the things he recommends is when you're working on certain things or you want to achieve certain things, to kind of go over them, you know, for just 5 minutes in the morning and 5 minutes at night. So I kind of created this pretty binder and I created these index cards and I made this pretty, you know, I think maybe there's about 10 different pages of it, just of images of things that I would want to bring into my life or that I want to achieve. And so I kind of take the time just to kind of look at them and visualize them. And again, I don't know how any of this is going to happen. I just know that these are some things that I would want. And if they're meant for me, then I'm going to be guided to them. If not, then I'll be guided to something better. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the approach that I take. So I try to do that in the morning and at night, even just for 5 minutes before, you know, before I go to sleep. And it kind of relaxes me because, you know, you're in that visualization mode. And so those are just some of the things that I've incorporated into my life. But the biggest one for me is that morning practice, because when you set your morning, even if you just do that 3-minute meditation, you literally set the set point of your day. We actually did a whole article, in recently, a couple of issues ago, I think, and I believe it's free online. They can see it online if anybody wants to read it. But we interviewed a bunch of different top authors. So Doreen Virtue, Ariel Ford, just a whole bunch of Sonia Choquette, I think, is in there. A bunch of different people. And we asked them, what is your morning routine? Because morning routines are so, they're just so key. And every one of them said, oh my gosh, it sets your day. I do this without fail. And they're all different. Everybody has a different, some people meditate. Ariel Ford likes to take a bath and sit and you know, kind of almost meditate in the bath. And so everybody has a different way of setting up their morning, but it's this spiritual morning routine that gets you set up for the day. And it is so key. So mine is really that meditation and that prayer that kind of anchors me for the day. And then I know at that point I can handle anything because I have my elevated reinforcements with me for the day, and I can handle anything that comes my way. And so that article was really awesome because it just showed there's so many different ways. You have to find what feels good for you. And that would be a good place for people to start too, because you can kind of pull, you know, the different ideas from the other people and what they do on their morning routines, because they're all completely different.
Oh, I love that. And I love hearing the different ideas, you know, because it's really inspiring to hear what works for other people and different ideas that they have. It's awesome.
Yes.
We're coming to the end of our time, and I'll lead us through in meditation, you know, in just a couple of minutes. But before we do, Tammy, I wanted to follow up on two questions. One is, before we started recording our interview, I know you had mentioned you had created a free resource, and I wanted to make sure that you share that with people, because if they're identifying with what you're saying, I know they're going to love what they can download from you. So do you have a link or some more information on that?
Yes. So, well, you mentioned elevatedexistence.com, and they can download a free best of issue there. So that's through that website. But in this past November, I actually taught a two-part class called Uncovering and Understanding Signs and Synchronicity. And so you would get two MP3s that you can download and listen to, and also a PDF, which, by the way, includes the morning prayer that I just talked about. That's actually in that PDF, and there's a lot of other kind of nuggets within that PDF that you can download as well. So as part of that class, it was basically me teaching, you know, how you can uncover synchronicity from your past, which I talked about, in order to help you with your future. Ways signs and synchronicities kind of show up, whether it's from your loved ones who have passed, because I 100% believe that, or whether it's the universe or your angels guiding you. So you can find that at www.TammyMasterBirdy, and I'll spell that for all of you. It's T-A-M-M-Y, M as in Mary, A-S, T as in Tammy, R-O, B as in boy, E-R, T as in Tammy, E as in eggplant, .com/class, C-L-A-S-S .html. And so if you go there, you can sign up, and you'll get an email on how to access the two MP3s plus the PDF. And I actually was joined on the second MP3 by psychic medium Marilyn Aloria, who kind of did some readings, and we talked a little bit more about signs from our guides, and she actually even taught and walked us through some exercises to open up our awareness. So definitely that would be the best resource to kind of find more info about what I'm teaching.
I love it. Awesome. Anything else, Tammy? Like, I know that we only have a limited amount of time, but you just have so much experience and wisdom. Like, any like last words or words of inspiration that you'd like to leave with listeners before we transition into the meditation?
I just think for me, the biggest thing is to know, I think we all feel so alone sometimes, you know, whether, even if we're surrounded by people, sometimes you just feel like you're battling alone, or you're in this world alone. And even if you are completely alone, you're not alone. So I think for me, that's the biggest thing that I want people to know, is that you truly are surrounded by this huge system of elevated resources. And you are never alone. They are an ask away. And truly, 100%, if you think of nothing else, there's kind of four core beliefs that I have. Number one, there are no accidents at all. Number two, we don't die. The body dies, the soul lives on forever. Number three, the universe always has your back no matter what. Even when you think it doesn't, you just remember and remind yourself, the universe has my back. I'm going to be okay. The universe has my back. And then the fourth one for me, again, is that we are never alone. You always have help to you. Just take literally 30 seconds, take a deep breath, close your eyes and say, I need help with blah, 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 blah. And I promise you that help will come.
Beautiful. So inspiring, Tammy. And as I lead us through the meditation, I'm going to pull a little bit. I've jotted down a couple notes while you were saying your kind of morning opening invocation and prayer. Yeah, because I think it would be really powerful. I'll do it, you know, probably very differently than you do, but I got inspired by all of that. So let's go ahead. I always, for people listening in, I always close out my show with a 3-minute, or I should say usually, I close out my show with a 3-minute guided meditation. So if you'd like to participate, just take a moment and get yourself situated and settled. I like to just kind of shake out my body a little bit if I've been sitting in the same position. And let yourself settle in, whether you want to recline back or sit straight up. And let yourself, let your body just come to a place where it feels comfortable and relaxed. Letting your breathing slow as it wants to. Let your breath show you how to just settle in and find a place inside yourself and in your body, just a place of peaceful relaxation for these couple of minutes. And as your body relaxes and releases, you may notice that your mind is kind of relaxing and releasing as well. There's a little bit more space in there. There's a little bit of that feeling of connection, of openness, and maybe even of curiosity. And so I'd like to bring in a few of Tammy's words just to bring you to that place of openness and maybe a heightened awareness of what may be being shown to you by powers greater than yourself that you may not be recognizing. So just kind of sit with this intention right now. Please open my mind, my eyes, my ears, and my heart to see what's there and to see where I'm being led. I'm opening myself to a heightened awareness and an intuitive openness to the guidance that's already being laid out for me. Please enable me to open up, to recognize and honor the signs and even the smallest synchronicities that come across my path and my experience today. So just breathe in that intention, that feeling of openness, that feeling of curiosity, and that feeling of knowing that there's already a path that's being laid out. And that all you need to do is just kind of relax, keep a soft focus, and be aware enough to recognize. So just let yourself breathe that in another couple breaths, breathing in that knowingness, breathing in that openness, that sense of like a relaxed yet aware kind of energy. And then when you're ready, you can release that intention. Just kind of keep it in the back of your mind as you go throughout your day and bring your attention back into the room that you're in right now. And I really like that. I just love that whole thing of putting forth an intention and then relaxing and saying, I'm open to be shown. You know, I think that's probably one of the most powerful things that we can do. And Tammy, you're just amazingly articulate and experienced at being able to share that. And I so appreciate it because I'm learning. I'm learning too, you know,
yes.
It helps me as well. So it's really great.
Absolutely. And I love what you did with that 3x3 meditation. Oh my gosh, that was so perfect and so amazing. And if people just started their day that way, I mean, oh my gosh, what a big difference that would make.
Yeah, I love that. You know, the beginning of the day, setting yourself on the right foot is really so important. Beautiful. Tammy, thank you so much for sharing your time and your energy and your wisdom here. I'm so enjoy sharing the space. And so thank you so much.
Oh my gosh, I enjoyed it too. Thank you so much for having me. I had such a good time.
I'm so glad. And so anybody listening in, if you want to find out more about Tammy and her work, you can look at elevatedexistence.com. And as always, you can find me at madlychasingpeace.com. I am so happy and grateful to have everybody listening in today. And I wish you the absolute best for the rest of the day and the rest of your week. Take good care.